Let me break into the ministry moment, ask you a question and a thought. The smell of a rose is nothing like it, nothing at all. When you smell a rose, you can never forget it, can you? That's why they've been so popular in recent days, especially on Mother's Day. It is an opportunity to have an overpowering, dominating fragrance. It's an opportunity. That rose is overpowering. It's one of the strongest things we deal with. And when things in our life begin to defeat us and whip us and hold us, brings sorrow to us, gives us a licking, we feel like we've been shellacked, pushed back. We've taken a plastering. And then we go to the secret place. Most of you know, hopefully, that this entire year on Grace Point Ministries has been the secret place, 2026. Every week, every Sunday, we talked about going to the secret place and it's changing lives. In the book of Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 1 says, I am the rose of Sharon. I am the rose of Sharon. The rose was a metal flower, it'd be out in the fields, in the meadows. And Sharon was a place, a plain, a location east of Jordan around Gilead. So when he said, I am the rose of Sharon, that's what he's talking about, is by a place called Bashan. Now, just for information, it's sometimes in the Bible called a lily. That's right, a lily. The lily of the valley and the rose of Sharon are interchangeable. That's where you get that he is the lily of the valley and the rose of Sharon. Now, they were very easy to access. They just grew everywhere. And they grew where the thorns are located. Now, what's interesting about the Rose of Sharon and the Lily of the Valley is that the thorns choke out everything. Isn't that right? But here's something I want to remind you of. When you go to the secret place and everything is choking you out. Now, a physical Rose of Sharon and Lily of the Valley, if you look, the thorns were all around them. Even the rose is famous for their thorns. But throughout this experience, the fragrance was there. In the middle of the thorns, in the middle of the valley, in the middle of the problem, where the thorns were surrounding them, and they began to choke them out. And that's what happens with us. We go through life and we feel like we're being overtaken. And we're being choked out. But yet, when you think about the Lily of the Valley, the Rose of Sharon, you see the beautiful fragrance of the rose in the middle of the smothering power problems. You smell the rose in the middle of smothering problems. You smell the fragrance. You smell the perfume. You smell the aroma of the Lord. You see, some insight for you. The Lord is fragrant and beautiful, but the devil always reeks. Have you ever noticed that? Have you ever got a hold of that? Everything the devil has reeks. It rotten. You get these alcoholics. They need Jesus, but they reek. You smell the drugs and the marijuana and all this other stuff. It stenches. It reeks. Everything about the devil reeks. All the thorns reek. There's nothing that the devil has or offer to anyone that will not eventually reek. But Jesus never. Always sweet, always pleasant. And he replaces the reek, the vileness of the attack, and the foulness of the trial. I remember one time, it was a Saturday, and I spent some time at the church, and I was getting ready to leave, and I walked into the hallways, and there was one of the greatest fragrances I've ever smelled in my life. Right outside the office, I walked into the sanctuary, down the hallways, and I stood behind the pulpit by the altars where I would stand that next day. And I looked out in that church, and there was such a sweetness, such an aroma. And I knew that it was going to be a wonderful service that next day. I knew that. There was an aroma of the presence of God. Isaiah 35:1, the desert and the dry land will be glad. So the desert shall rejoice and blossoms like the rose. That's Isaiah 35:1 from the Complete Jewish Study Bible. What is he saying to us? What are we trying to learn here? It's saying when we are down and we think it's all over, we go to that secret place. You go to that place. And he is there. And the sweetness and the aroma and the fragrance pushes out all the reeking that surrounds you, all the trial that you face, and all that smell that seems so horrible in situations. And here comes the rose. Hallelujah. And he replaces, and he becomes the source of the fragrance. And he springs up like a wellspring for you. And it begins the next season. You are surrounded by horror and reeking and everything this entails. And it's been there for a while. And it's always there. It's always surrounding. Always near. And then here comes the wellspring for you. That begins the new season in your life. See, in the secret place, you find the Rose of Sharon and the Lily of the Valley, and his fragrance is exactly, absolutely exactly what you need. For he is the Rose of Sharon and the Lily of the Valley in the middle of the thorns today.